It is 100,000,000% mindset related. And I'm not saying that because we're Pybites and all about the mindset, of course. But I am saying this because it's the truth. If you don't have the mindset for this, it is going to be 10 times harder than it has to be. Hello and welcome to the Pybites podcast, where we talk about Python, career, and mindset. We're your hosts. I'm Julian Sequeira.
And I am Bob Beldebos. If you're looking to improve your Python, your career, and learn the mindset for success, this is the podcast for you. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the Pybites podcast. This is Bob Beldebos. I'm here with
Julian Sequeira. How's it going, everyone?
Hey, well, it's been forever.
I know.
Up on a podcast together.
We keep saying that every time we get back to an episode, there's been weeks in between us recording. So yeah. One day we'll get it. We'll figure it out again.
Yeah. So if this is a bit of banter and randomness, forgive us. But we do have some structure today and an interesting topic. But before we get there, do we want to do wins?
Yeah, let's do wins. Firstly, I'll jump
why,
in.
Why do one. We do wins, actually?
Oh, that's a good question. We do wins to celebrate progress, to show ourselves that we're continuously achieving something, no matter how big or small, doesn't matter, but to show progress, and it keeps you motivated. I like that one. What do you think?
Yeah, and accountability, right? No, I just want to make sure.
I think
questioning
also
the why.
It's a good mindset thing. You know, it makes you feel good. You have to force yourself to look for it, but because sometimes it's easy to look at the negative or the sad or whatever. So you got to find that win. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's as we always say, inevitably it gets tough. And then you can fall back on your wins file or success wall, whatever you want to call it. And then you can remember where you've come from. And also, like, you know what?
When I just say we're going to have to listen to every podcast episode to get all of our wins.
It's also the comparison game, right? Like, and when you fall in that trap, compare yourself to others, then you rather can compare yourself to reading the wins 2-3 years ago, and you can realize, like, oh, those were wins back then. Look at the wins now, you know?
Yeah, kind of comparing, exactly. You're exactly right.
Anyway, what's your win of the week then?
So my win is a win for Pybite. It's a win for us all. It's a win that we launched our veteran program. So for all of you listening and watching, this is a coaching program similar to our Pybite's developer initialization program, the one for beginners, except it's focused on military veterans. So it doesn't matter what country you're from. At the end of the day, when you're in the military, there are certain things that you've learned that don't really translate to the corporate world when you eventually retire from the military. So this program handles that piece, a bit of that transitional piece. But what we also do is we teach Python at the same time. So we thought, let's combine the two so that you're learning a real technical skill that can help you in pretty much any career that you take. And at the same time, we'll give you that transitional benefit as well. So my ask for everyone listening, if you know anyone who's transitioning out of the military, who already has, who you feel could benefit from something like this, please let us know, because it's pretty exciting. And the people that we've already spoken to about it, very excited. We've had one scholarship already paid by a foundation. So we need to dive more into that. That's not the time now, but it is something that we're doing. So it's pretty cool. There's the win.
Yeah. No, and thanks for all the work on that. You've been pushing that hard, and that's pretty amazing what has come out of it. And so
Sorry, man. You just reminded me. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Isaac Schmidt, who we had on the podcast, you know, a couple of months ago. He's been partnering with me on this, and he is one of the people who will be supporting the program. So he's part of the Pybites team now. It's amazing, and it's all really, really cool. So thank you, Isaac, when you listen to and watch this. So thank you for all your help. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, because I can help with the Python, right? But I don't have a veteran background, and he has,
exactly.
Right? So we have real world experience, and it's a really interesting combination. And the Python is beginner coaching, right? It's like PDI.
Yep. From zero.
Yeah. So it's very similar to PDI, but it's, it has some extra features on top of it, specialized
exactly right.
to, veterans. Yeah.
Just for veterans. Stuff that, you know, if you haven't served in the military, this stuff's not going to be appropriate or applicable to you. So we want to really focus this one down just on veterans. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm pretty excited. I'm proud of it. But
you actually need to add it to the page now.
Yeah, we got to do all that stuff now. So we'll get there. What about you? What's your win?
Awesome. The win is that I started working with Robin, one of our coaches, on PyBytes AI. So I'm scraping all the public content, and we're going to put that in an AI to better serve our customers and clients. So it's pretty cool. I guess he's really on the cutting edge with that stuff.
Yeah.
Marvin AI, Open AI, and all that stuff. Definitely something I want to learn as well, LLMs. But so far, I'm just doing the scraping in data side.
Mm.
And then he will do his magic, and I will get up to speed with that as well. So it's pretty cool. Because imagine having a chat GPT kind of instance, and then it's fully tailored to PyBytes. Like, it knows a lot about PyBytes, right? So I can only imagine how cool that's going to be from a user experience.
That's super cool.
Perspective.
I love it. So Bob, my question is it going to put you and me out of a job?
Well, it would be a good thing, right?
Just asking the question. Everyone's asking. Of course not. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it will. Yeah.
Of course it will.
Cool.
Nice. All right. Well, look, let's dive into the episode. But firstly, actually, thank you for working on that. That you and Robin doing that is incredible. I can't wait to see it.
Just started. It is true. Like, I have this coding itch, so it's nice to have a project again to keep learning, you know.
And just a lesson for everyone out there listening who's doing coding and stuff. This is one of those lessons of just dive in and do it. Don't sit there and on the idea and and think and debate for days and days, weeks, months, years on end. Just get in and start building.
Yep.
See what happens, right? So
exactly.
That's exciting to me.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's dive into it. The meat of the episode. You ready?
What happened last week, bro?
Everyone listening, if you haven't seen this already, I imagine half of you do because you might be connected with me on LinkedIn and you would have seen the post that I put up. But my role was made redundant at AWS. So I was part of the latest wave of layoffs that hit the company last week, and probably, I don't know how long it continues the wave for, but I was right there at the start, and myself and my team, all 30 odd, how many of us there were in total, I can't remember, were all laid off at once. So very sad, very difficult news, but silver lining. I get to work on PyBytes, which is very, very exciting. But yeah, that happened last week on Wednesday. I saw the invite. So what I wanted to do quickly was just talk about the experience and share a bit of mindset that comes along with it to hopefully help someone in that same situation. And one crucial tip that I'll throw on. So I'm setting myself a timer of 5 minutes to get through this. Okay. So I'm not going to go deep. If you want to know more, please message me on LinkedIn and we can set up a coffee chat, have a conversation. I would love to talk with people about this stuff. I think it's very important. So the first thing I just want to share is just what happened. So I got an invite to a confidential meeting. I happen to be in Australia, and therefore there are more worker protection laws than some places, less than others. So my colleagues in the United States and North America, where there are really barely any protection laws for employees, they were just laid off instantly, lost access to their laptops, couldn't log in. Typical story you would have heard across the IT sector with all these previous layoffs. Me being in Australia, I've been given a few days worth of consultation to talk about it, all those sorts of things. And tonight, an hour before this podcast recording, my access was cut completely from the company. So all that said and done, the process was what you'd expect from a giant company the size of Amazon. All the stereotypes that you've been hearing around the industry, it's all the same. I'm not getting into a spiral of negativity. I will make the comment that it could be more human. It could definitely be more human. And there is a point where you just feel like a number on a piece of paper, right? And that's one of the most disappointing things because personally, I was at the company for just shy of 8 years. And with that sort of a tenure, with the performance rating, with my level, all those things, I would have expected a bit more of a softer touch, a bit more appreciation shown. You really do feel like a number on a piece of paper and just, you know, swept out the door. So with that process said and done, I can say right now that there is a process to handling that. And it is 100,000,000% mindset related. I'm not saying that because we're PyBytes and all about the mindset, of course, but I am saying this because it's the truth. if you don't have the mindset for this, it is going to be 10 times harder than it has to be. And I don't mean you should just suddenly develop it overnight. I'm saying mindset is something you practice, something you build, you work on over time. And therefore, when you get hit with these roadblocks and these hurdles and you're thrown off a cliff like this, you know what it is you need to do and how to handle it. So the first thing, I'll, again, being open and honest as always, the night that I realized it was happening, because I had the meeting invite in my calendar, knew it was happening. You know, I sat down with my wife and we sat there and we got upset about it. You know, we mourned the loss. We worried, we freaked out, we were anxious, we were stressing. It was an exhausting evening, you know, and Bob, I remember you were saying, take the time, man, you just disappear. So, you know, I didn't do pie bites that night. And so there is that period of you have to accept it. You have to get upset, be angry, be frustrated, whatever you want to feel. But then there is a point where you just have to say what's next. And that might take time for you. That's fine. For me, it took about a day and a half. I got to, after the meeting on Thursday that I had last week, pretty much got to Thursday night to Friday morning. And I was like, okay, what's next? What are we going to do? And that's the point where I found myself going, how do I find comfort? What comfort works for me? What comfort style? Some people want to be alone, whatever. Me, I love to be surrounded by people. So this weekend, I spent the whole weekend with people. I was out with a mate and Anthony Shaw on Saturday. I only say the name because you all know who he is, probably. On Sunday, I was at my neighbor's house. We were having drinks and pizza. The kids are playing. It was fantastic. Monday, I went to the office and said my farewells to everyone. Lots of hugs given out, lots of things like that. It was just a beautiful 3 days of people. And that's given me a lot of comfort. And it's also shown me what matters to me. And the big thing being that when I walked out of the building for the last time, I didn't feel sad. I felt sad for the people that I was leaving behind, but nothing for the building. I'm like, that's it. My time with the company's done. That's great. I'm going to enjoy the time with these people. That's more important to me. And it's just gotten me through. And I feel so uplifted. I feel in control. I think one of the biggest things people feel is that lack of control in these situations. But I feel that control, you know. And yes, complete transparency, an obvious thing here. I have Pie Bites to lift me up and support me here. I have you, Bob. I have this company we've built, which is a beautiful thing. After 7 years of hard work, it's come into its own, right? I mean, we didn't build it for this purpose, but as it became a company and everything like that and successful, it was a reality that this is something that can support and sustain us. And so having this to fall back on after all those years of hard work is a privilege, something I'm very proud of. And I know not everyone has that, but there is still a lot of control in your hands with how you behave, how you react, what you're going to do next, how many jobs you're going to tackle every day, what you're going to do during the leave that you're given to find another job, those sorts of things. And that's what you need to utilize 100%. You need to be in control of your mindset, of your emotion, allow it to embrace it. Don't hold it back. Embrace it at the start and then tell yourself, okay, I've mourned the loss. I'm moving on. I'm going to do something. And so with a couple of minutes left on this podcast episode, I'm going to drop in the last tip is your network of people is the most important thing that you have. I put up a post just sharing that I was laid off and the clothes I wore during my exit interview or whatever it was, being told that I was laid off. And the amount of the outpour of love and messaging and likes and, you know, just people messaging me, DMs, text messages, phone calls, you name it, has really made me feel loved and appreciated and believe that it doesn't matter that this has happened, I will be fine. And so I encourage you all to lean on your network. My tip is this, if you have a strong network, there is a good chance that you spent so much time nurturing that network and nurturing those people. You've given them time, they've relied on you, you've provided a service, you've supported them, you've befriended them, whatever. In this moment of need where you've been laid off, where you've been made redundant, that's where you need to lean on that network. That's where you need to take the pride aside and say, hey, you know what? You're my people. You're my friends. You're my colleagues. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to be vulnerable, and I'm going to ask you to support me. And they will do it, guaranteed, 100%. So that's my tip. Build the network. When it eventually happens to you, if it doesn't, fantastic. If it does, fantastic. Use the network. Talk to your people. Be open with people. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. And they will be there for you 110%. So that's it. That's my spiel. It went for 7 minutes. Forgive me, Bob. I'm sorry.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. I know. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm done. Anyone wants to talk about it, I'm here. But, you know, Bob, yeah, to you, man, you know, thank you, your support over the past five days.
Brings a tear to my eye. Yeah. No, man. I think you handled it well. I think it's important to take the time. It comes as a shock. Even if you expect it, you know, likely can happen, it still comes as a shock. So it's, as I told you, right? Like, take your time. It's important to take the time to grieve the loss. And then there comes that acceptance phase. But yeah, the main thing though I'm gonna call out is that you actually could cope with it well and fast because you had built up your network and because you were surrounded by a lot of people and because you had PyBytes. If it wasn't for all those things, it would be a pretty different place, right? Yep. So yeah, don't wait for this to happen, right? Like, be prepared. Start networking, start building things and create your assets that when something like this happens, that you have enough to fall back on. And I think that's super important. So I guess I do see a lot of people then, you know, they lose their jobs and they're like, they're surprised and they're like looking around and like, what now? And they have nothing prepared, right? So there's actually a lot you can do, but it takes just constant proactiveness with, you know, networking and reaching out to people. The gift of time, which is another episode we will link. We spoke about that. But yeah, if you create those relationships and career assets, for example, by products you build, things you create, you're much better prepared. And that starts like yesterday, right? Like that's, I mean, as you said, PyBytes 7 years, right? All the stuff we've done, it's massive. And you never done that with the eye on this possible outcome with the job. We just did it because we wanted to help people and we like Python and that stuff. But now it comes in very, very handy.
Yeah, exactly. And suddenly, no regrets with all the time that I could have spent playing video games, watching Netflix and stuff. Mm. No regrets that I didn't spend that time, that I spent that time here doing this. I'm like, wow, amazing. So there you go. Thanks, man. That's a good call out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and there's that Brian Tracy quote as well, right? You're in charge of your own, we all, employed or not, right? We are the CEOs of our own services company. So the sooner you start to see yourself as a services company and not being attached to one employer, much better for you.
Mm. You know? Exactly. No, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I think that's it. Everyone, again, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn if you want to hear more, ask any questions. I'm here for that.
Circle.
Now that, community. Circle. Sorry, of course, Circle, our community. Please message me on there. I'll be back in there starting tomorrow, taking some time away for it to deal with this. But yeah, so Bob, quickly, I know we got to go. Book, what are you reading?
I got the Dutch translation. The Power of Meaning. Picked it up at the airport.
Nice.
And this one I found in Holland the other day and pretty applicable. What got you here won't get you there. How successful people become even more successful. So yeah, the title says it all, right? Like, you cannot just do the same thing over and over again and expect the same results. You need to pivot, innovate.
Yeah.
And that's kind of applicable with these kind of situations when
the
employer decides otherwise, you know?
That's
kind of funny. In Holland, you have these little book closets where people stash redundant or books that they don't want anymore. And you can
redundant books.
Coincidentally, book never is redundant, right? Like I don't agree with that.
I thought that was a poor choice of words given the episode topic, but I'm joking.
You're always at the puns. That didn't even occur to me. Yeah. But yeah, I walked into this book and it's kind of...
Did it hurt when you walked into it?
So bad.
Don't edit that out.
Thanks for this one.
Oh, the PyBytes drink bottle came in. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. The only two in existence. But you can buy them from the shop. So there you go, if you want to buy a PyBytes water bottle, it's on the store. Nice. And I'm reading a book called Factfulness, which you said you said you've read this one.
Long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing at the top, the quote from it says, 10 reasons we're wrong about the world and why things are better than you think.
Mm. So this is a lot about cognitive bias, right? Like when you think it's all wrong and dark, but then you actually look at the stats, It's Much Better or something like that. I remember from that book, cool. Right? Right.
Nice. I'm attached to it.
Okay. Yeah.
It came in the mail like 2 days ago and haven't had a chance. I thought this is perfect timing. So I'm looking forward to reading it. It's going to be good. Yeah. But all right, we're at time. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Bob and I will come back and record another episode next week, I hope. Yeah, Bob, it's exciting. Good times ahead. Here we go.
This is a good opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
A fantastic opportunity. A present in disguise. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Blessing in disguise. Exactly.
Yeah, so, that's the saying. We'll announce this one in our announcements channel on our space in Circle. And if you want to hear us talk about specific Python developer mindset topics, come in there and let us know.
Perfect. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Otherwise, we'll also send out the yearly survey out this week.
Thank you.
So
I was about to wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting. So
any feedback we want to know.
Mm. So stay tuned for that. Sign up to the mailing list if you haven't already. I assume most of you have. Yeah. So, all right, cool. Is that it? Anything else I missed?
That's it.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. We will see you next week.
Peace.
Back next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. To hear more from us, go to pybyte.com/friends. That is pybit.es/friends and receive a free gift just for being a friend of the show.
And to join our thriving community of Python programmers, go to pybyte.com/community. That's pybit.es/community. We hope to see you there and catch you in the next episode.